Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am a big fan of our next guest, Penn Jillette.
Yeah? What about Teller? Are you a big fan of Teller?
Nah. I find Teller to be unnecessary. What if there were two Tellers? Hey. What if we find out that Teller was a twin?
Okay.
And that is how they do all the tricks.
I'd be fine with it.
How long do you think they're going to be able to pull that off?
Well, they've done it so far, if it's true.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. Because there were, I've seen them a bunch of times, which I'm going to talk to Penn about. But there were times where Teller was on stage, and then he showed up behind me sitting in Rio at the Rio in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I thought, how did he get dressed and sneak out here so fast? What if there's two Tellers?
Yeah, it could be two Tellers, could be twins, or just look alike. You know, could
yeah.
be a guy that just looks similar.
That's unfortunate for that gentleman.
Yeah. And he's not the popular Teller.
No.
You know, like
that's why Teller doesn't talk.
Right, because they don't sound alike.
Right. They don't sound. What if one would sound like real ghetto?
Yeah.
What up, Penn? Yeah. They look just like
Yo,
Teller.
Is this your card?
Penn Jillette has a book out called Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales. He lost. You could see him over time. You could see he was losing weight, and now he's skinny, Penn Jillette.
I remember whenever he first started losing weight, and I didn't know that he was trying to lose weight, and I was like, uh-oh, is something happening to him?
Yeah.
You know?
That's the first thing you think when an adult loses a big amount of weight.
Right.
That's why we all thought you had AIDS for a
while.
Yeah, yeah. I did look just like Penn Jillette when I was in high school.
Oh,
from
yeah?
behind. Yeah, because remember he had the kind of ponytail mullet?
Yeah.
And I had the shaved sides with the long squirrel
Ooh.
Tail rat hair
Good
in the back.
Luck, yeah.
Sadly, from behind, Penn and I looked very much the same. Because Penn wasn't popular. Every once in a while, they'd be like, there were these magicians on Letterman, and you look just like that one dude from
uh-huh.
behind. I also looked like one of Miss Kathy, our gym teacher, from behind.
Oh, really?
I assume she might have been a lesbian.
Broad shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had way, way broader shoulders than I did in high school. Yeah, she was quite the athlete.
Yeah.
Let's go to the hotline and welcome back to the show the author of Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales. This is the great Penn Jillette. Penn, how are you, sir?
Never better, boss. How you doing?
Pleasure to have you on the show. Let me tell you real quick, if you wouldn't mind me kissing your butt a little bit. I'm a longtime fan. My first exposure to you guys was on the old Letterman show when I was in high school. And then, like, the nerdy theater group. I grew up in New York. They would take those trips into the city to see, like, Broadway plays, Cats, and all that. And I never wanted to be a part of it. And then one day they had the Penn and Teller show, and I'm like, I know those guys from Letterman. And I went to see it. And now I've seen you a couple of times at the Rio, and I've taken my 9-year-old son just about a year ago now to see you guys when you did the Broadway run. And I tell you, as fantastic as ever, man, I still enjoy what Penn and Teller do, whether it be on TV or the stage shows. It's a great job.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
And you've been on this show before. We've talked about a bunch of things. I love the Showtime TV show. It taught me to never recycle. That's my point now.
Yes.
Whenever anybody says, you don't recycle, I go, no, watch Penn and Teller. They'll show you why it's a big waste of time. And we do know that Penn, were people worried that you were sick as you were losing weight?
Oh, well, yes, very much so. You know, when you lose weight that quickly, people think, you know, you've got Ebola or something. And but, you know, after you've lost it, after you get the target weight, your face fills out and you start looking okay. So now I look fine, like I always been this weight. But, yeah, there's a time. I lost weight really fast. I lost weight 0.9 pounds a day. I lost weight as quickly as I could. The faster you lose weight, the more likely you are to keep it off. And so I lost weight really quickly. And so, yes, people did worry, but they shouldn't worry. I feel better than I've ever felt, than I can ever remember feeling.
Now, I'll tell you who you're talking to. I am a fat guy. Galvin, who is doing the show with me, used to be a fat guy.
Right.
How much did you lose?
115.
115 pounds
yeah.
by changing his diet yeah. and running. He's a marathon runner now.
Well, yeah, good thinking. You know, I didn't exercise at all while I was losing the weight. Because if you exercise while you're losing weight, your bodybuilding at the same time is a little bit harder. But I started exercising as soon as I hit target weight, and it just feels great. It's just so easy. And it's a wonderful feeling. I mean, it's great to not worry about walking upstairs and not being, not always being. And the other thing is, the program I was on with my friend at NASA, who put me through it. The program I was on made it so I changed what I eat. I changed my whole lifestyle. I changed what I desire. I changed my, you know, my innards, my guts, my taste. And that's the important thing to do.
How hard is that to do? I mean, Penn, by the way, has a book called Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear. He looks fantastic. What is the key to this diet as opposed to other diets that you might have tried?
Well, you know, I was always going up and down 30 or 40 pounds and always doing that like standard American because I was trying to do it the easy way. And, you know, nobody brags about, you know, going up a little slope. They brag about climbing Everest. And I realized that not only am I not good at moderation, but I also don't respect moderation. If you are good at moderation, I don't like you. It's just no fun. So I wanted to be really hardcore so I could be proud of what I did. So I did, you know, first thing I did was I wanted to knock myself out of my habits. So I did 2 weeks of eating just potatoes, a mono diet. Now, it could have been any whole plant. It could have been corn. It could have been beans. But I chose potatoes because they're funny. And I thought I wanted to eat something funny for 2 weeks. And I ate the whole potato, you know, nothing added, nothing subtracted. So an entire baked potato, skin and all, with no salt, no butter. What that does, it takes away the entertainment of eating because potatoes aren't entertaining. It takes away the social aspect because no one calls up and goes, "Hey, Ben, I just landed in Vegas, man. Let's go have a potato."
Right.
And it also changes your taste buds. So I won't use the word addicted, but so habituated to salt, sugar, and fat that 2 weeks of a mono diet, you reset your taste buds. And all of a sudden, food you didn't even like before tastes tremendous. And then I kept on a very restricted diet for 3 or 4 months, and now I'm down to eating no animal products, no refined grains, extremely low salt, sugar, and fat, and I feel great all the time, and I've changed my habits. So now I don't desire a cheeseburger. I don't want pizza. I don't want a donut. I want blueberries, you know, pea soup, and the stuff that I eat. It's wonderful.
And are the doctors seeing an automatic change in your health now?
Well, yes, of course. My doctor was involved all the way. I was on a lot of blood pressure medication. I had to be off those. And I had a doctor with me all the time, on the phone all the time, and checking my blood pressure and doing all of that. Because, you know, that's important. If you take medical advice from a Las Vegas magician.
Can I, though, if I read the book, learn how to do what you did?
Yeah, you'll still want to talk to a medical professional, but I certainly give you the emotional and theoretical stuff that you need to do it, and the way I did it. I mean, it's the first book. This is the 8th book I've written. It's the first book I've ever written that people wanted me to write. People would say all the time when they saw me, "I got to know how you lost all that weight." And so I wrote the book for them. This is how I lost all that weight.
Yeah, when you see somebody who's been successful, and especially a bigger guy that you've watched for the past 20-something years, now all of a sudden, later on in life where it's hardest to lose the weight, do it so successfully, yeah, of course they're going to want to know how. This is Penn Jillette. The book is called Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales, available in stores now, and I'm sure online. And good for you. That is inspirational, and I'm sure will help keep you guys or keep you around a lot longer now.
Yeah, I hope the next time I see you, you're a nice skinny guy.
Probably not, but I'm gonna maybe try the potato thing. That sounds
sure,
fun
yeah.
for 2 weeks. Will you vote for your friend Trump?
No.
I didn't think so. Didn't think so. Just check. Thank you, Penn. Thanks for writing the book. Good to talk to you.
Okay, nice talking to you.
All right, pal. There you go. Penn Jillette, skinny now.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's important. I think when you get to be. Probably around 40, you should start thinking about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And
45, you should freak out.
Just potatoes, man.
Well, you get what he said, that it takes the enjoyment out of it, takes the social aspect out of it. That's really true. I mean, I would say the number one thing that you do when you socialize is eat.
Right.
You know, hey, let's get together and go to dinner. And that's partly what builds up that whole routine of going out and doing it over and over.
Right.
Then they have delicious desserts.
Mm-hmm.
You get suckered in. Well, there you go. You can do that. You can eat potatoes for 2 weeks and then watch what you eat, or you can run thousands of miles like Kevin.
It's a way to do it.
The book, again, is called Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales by Penn Jillette.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.